I'm not on my knees anymore. I can really feel the flow. Let's go up north where you have no will to. You wanna find the people who want to kill you. There's a place in your heart that I can't get into. And God is calling. It's been years since you've been back. You can't keep what's in your hands. And God is calling. Every time I say your name, there's a wall that's in the way. On a street where everyone meets, all our living rooms were aflame. But you led the way, how to hold it all and take the day. You wear that scarf like it's a fame. Always pack your mother's plates. You won't let anything else escape. And I can't write you a letter, you don't know how to read. You won't listen either, so when can I tell you how I feel? How I feel. And God is calling. It's been years since you've been back. You can't keep what's in your hands. And God is calling. Every time I say your name, there's a wall that's in the way.
To WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks as always for listening.
Happy 2020. It's the beginning of a new year, the beginning of a new decade, and yes, the year of the next general election. It's no lie that American politics have been especially tumultuous in recent years. This political gridlock often leads to feelings of hopelessness and lack of engagement, but now is not the time to turn on, tune in, and drop out. Now more than ever, it is important to fight complacency and do your research. Don't feel as though you know enough about politics to make informed voter decisions. A simple internet search will yield an enormous amount of information on almost any issue you can think of. The ability to be politically disengaged during this political climate is an enormous privilege that many people are not afforded. Politics can be daunting, but it is our job as citizens to make an effort in educating ourselves. This PSA has been brought to you by your democracy-loving DJs at 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington.
Wife could do in three. With all my heart, the woman she said, "That's what you will allow. Tomorrow you'll stay at home in my stead, and I'll go drive the plow. But you must milk or tidy the cow, for fear she will go dry. You must feed the littlest pigs that are within the sty, and you must mind the speckled hen, for fear she'll lay away. And then you must reel the spoon of yarn that I spun yesterday." The woman, she took up her staff in her hand, and she went to drive the plow. The old man took up a pail in his hand, and he went to milk the cow. But Tidy hinged, and Tidy flinched, and Tidy broke his nose. And Tidy, she gave to him such a big blow, the blood ran to his toes. Ever I'm ill, be tidy again, be sore against my will. He went to feed the little pigs that were within the sty, his wife's wound yesterday. He swore by the sun, the moon, the stars, the green leaves on the tree. If his wife didn't do a day's work in her life, she'll not be ruled by he. It was an old man who lived in a wood, as you can plainly see. He said he could do as much work in a day as his wife could do in three. With all my heart, the woman, she said, that's what you will allow. Tomorrow you'll stay at home in my stead, and I'll go drive the plow.
The chunky children of evermore.